This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a time in our lives when my wife and I were dinks. Double income, no kids. Also, we were yuppies. Young, upwardly mobile, urban professionals. Today, sad to say, I learned I've become a Henry. High earner, not rich yet. Apparently, though, I'm behind the times. Henrys have been around for a while. 2003 is when the term first appeared, I'm told. But it's coming back into vogue as the economy tries to get itself going again. Marketplace's Sally Herships has more.
Pam Danziger is president of Unity Marketing. Her company researches the spending habits of high-end consumers, so she's very friendly with the Henrys.
The term Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, stands for high earners, not rich yet.
If you're a Henry, and 20% of Americans are, it means you earn about $100,000 to $250,000 a year. You're probably married, and you're shopping at Banana Republic or Bloomingdale's, but probably not at Barney's. Henrys spend a lot.
They account for more than 40% of all total U.S. consumer spending. So they're the heavy lifters in the economy.
And retailers are relying on them more than ever. Carl Obermiller teaches marketing at Seattle University's Albers School of Business. He says the middle class and the poor don't have as much spending power as the Henrys, and the rich are scaling back.
The rich have a lot of money to spend, too, but the rich already have spent a lot of what they're going to spend their money on.
Back in 2011, there was a huge spike in spending by the ultra-rich. It was pent-up demand after the recession. But just when the Henrys are needed, they're nervous. There's the shaky stock market and fears of a global recession.
When the economy goes up, they tend to be confident and buoyed by that. And when the economy goes down, they also tend to be threatened by that.
That's why Pam Danziger says the Henry spending is only slowly creeping up. But at least they don't have it as bad as the sitcoms. That's single income, two children, and oppressive mortgage. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.